The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. And Mark in Columbus, hang tight. I know you'll be patient. I've got to quick tell you a story. The Orthodox Church in Eastern Europe, Russia, and in Europe is absolutely corrupt, totally corrupt. Vladimir Putin is arm in arm with the Russian Orthodox Church. That does not mean he's a Bible believer. It does not mean he is a Christian. Quick story, all right? A story in two parts. I was in Romania several years ago, and the Eastern Orthodox Church, very similar to the Russian Orthodox Church, is the predominant religion in Romania, or at least it was then. I met a seminary student outside of a seminary in one of the major cities of Romania. I engaged him and found out very quickly he had never opened his Bible, had no clue what the... He was in seminary to be a priest. He had no biblical understanding whatsoever. None, zero, zip, zilch, nada. Then quickly, one of the things we were doing in Romania were outdoor meetings. They, all over Romania, they have these apartment buildings that are built in the shape of a U. All right? 8, 9, 10 stories in the shape of a U. In the middle is a courtyard. All right? And then there's the open end of the U. Well, we traveled around to these different apartment complexes. We had a portable generator, a big screen, and a projector. And we were showing the Jesus movie. And what we would do, we would hand out flyers throughout the day, such and such a time tonight, come and see a movie. And we would set up the screen and the projector and so forth, and we would show the Jesus movie. And all kinds of people would show up. I mean, hordes of people would come to see the movie. Then when the movie was done, we all took turns preaching to the folks. We gave the gospel and we gave an invitation. All right. The night it was my turn to preach, we were in this big apartment complex again, 8, 9, 10 stories high, in the middle, in the courtyard. We show the movie. This huge crowd shows up. We have a portable sound system and it's my turn to preach. I get up and I start preaching. Bottles start raining down upon my head from the top. Again, we're talking 8, 9, 10 stories high. Bottles, whiskey bottles, wine bottles, pop bottles start raining down on my head and crashing on the ground all around me. I wish I could tell you I wasn't afraid. I was preaching the gospel and I knew God would protect me. I was scared spitless, but I kept on preaching, and God did protect me. None of them hit me. If one of those had hit me in the head, I suppose I could have been killed. And anyway, God protected me. The bottles were raining around, and a whole bunch of people got saved, and et cetera. When it was over, the missionary that we were working with reported this incident to the local police. You know, I mean, it's a pretty dangerous situation. Long story short, they arrested 4 or 5 teenagers. They found out they were the ones on the roof. They were the ones throwing the bottles down, trying to hit me in the head while I was preaching the gospel. Okay, it was a bunch of teenagers. And then we found out they had been paid by the local Orthodox priest in this city. Yeah. And we found out that was absolutely true. They were paid to try to literally kill me because I was preaching the gospel, and they were paid by the Orthodox priest. The only reason I tell you that story is to not make me some kind of hero, because like I said, I was scared to death. This is the Orthodox Church. They hate evangelicals. They hate the gospel. They're Antichrist. Are there some good people? I'm sure there are. But for the most part, absolutely corrupt. So don't tell me, well, Vladimir Putin is a part of the Orthodox Church. That doesn't mean a thing. Not a thing. So we have evangelical Christians that are being tortured by Russian troops in Russian-occupied Ukrainian territory. All right. If Mark is still there, and I hope he's been patient. Mark, are you still there? Welcome.
Well, Bob, I survived the eclipse.
Well, so good for you, and I knew you would wait to get an opportunity to talk to your favorite talk show host in all the world.
You said you were going to tell me a story, so I figured, hey, I might as well.
All right, Mark, what's on your mind? And by the way, thank you for being patient. You were on hold for a long time.
Absolutely. I just didn't know that you were that bad of a preacher, man. Wow. People throwing bottles at you and everything.
It was quite an experience, man. It really was. It's something I will never forget. But the cool thing is, a whole bunch of people got saved that night. A whole bunch of people.
Wonderful, wonderful. You've been through some real experiences, I must say.
Well, yes, I have, by God's grace.
Yeah. Amen. Hey, I just wanted to say that I had heard that, you know, that President Trump, he's been saying, you know, he's not going to be that as much pro-life as he has been. You know?
No, he's not. His position has moderated, and it's very intentional. And as I keep saying, he's not a conservative. He's a populist. He is not a man of conviction. He really isn't. Now, that doesn't mean we shouldn't vote for him. That's just the truth.
And, I know.
Yeah.
Hold your nose. But, you know, on the other hand, and no, I'm not saying I won't vote for him, but on the other hand, I just have to wonder, all right, if he's going to change his position on this important of an issue, what else is he going to change his position on? I don't know.
Well, I don't know either, Mark. Again, if it is Trump and Biden, the choice is very clear.
Hands down.
Yeah, hands down. Hands down. With all of Trump's failures and foibles, there is no choice at all if it's Biden and Trump. If it's any Democrat, if they believe what Democrats believe today, no matter who it is, there is really no choice.
Yeah. Kennedy wouldn't be a good one either.
Oh, my goodness. No. He is a flaming liberal who loves to pass himself off as a moderate. There's nothing moderate about RFK Jr.
You know what I say about moderates? They're liars.
You know, the really shocking thing? I read a survey last week that 40% of people that were polled thought that RFK Jr. was actually RFK, the brother of John F. Kennedy. They actually thought that RFK Jr. was his dad, who's been dead now for many years. 40% of people thought it was his dad.
Well, I don't pay close attention.
No, not at all. All right, Mark, Again, thanks for your patience. I appreciate it. It's always good to talk to you.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good evening. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And you know what? If you call right now, I can get you on before the end of the program. Yeah, I can. But you better call right now. 877-BOB-LIVE.
This is AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM. Life-changing radio.
Bob wants to come to your church. Find out how to host a CrossPower weekend at crosspower.net.
Well, we're going to wrap things up here. Oh, my goodness. You almost have to suspend common sense and put your brain completely in neutral to not understand what's going on with the left. I mean, really, let's take the border crisis, all right? I double dog dare you to just look at these statistics. They're very, very easy to find. Take a look at how many illegal immigrants came across our southern border during the 4 years of Donald Trump. Okay, just take a look. Again, they're readily available. They're government statistics. And then contrast those with the number of illegal immigrants who have come across our southern border during the Trump or the Biden administration. Print them out so that they're easy to see, so you don't have to go back and forth. Print them out and take a look at the difference. It is astounding, the difference. And through most of the Biden administration, not all of it, through most of the Biden administration, his party has had control of the House and the Senate and, of course, the White House. They had complete control of the U.S. government. They could basically do anything they wanted to do through the majority of the Biden administration. And yet, who is the Biden administration and all of the Democrats blaming for this? It's the Republicans. Those evil, wicked Republicans wouldn't pass legislation. We want to deal with the border crisis, but the Republicans won't let us. Do you really think that anyone with half a brain, if they know anything about the facts, would swallow that? And here's the sad reality. Many, 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 many people will swallow it simply because their political heroes say it. Well, if they say it, it's got to be true. No, it's not true. All right. So that's one thing. The second thing, Joe Biden has signed more executive orders than almost any president in modern history. Do you remember the flurry of executive orders that he signed the first month in office? Do you remember that? It made big news. Even the liberal media said, "Well, boy, he sure is issuing a lot of executive orders." He rolled back so many things that Trump had established, and simply because it was Trump, Biden says, "Well, if it was Trump, it's got to be bad." And so he wielded the pen of executive order almost more than any president in modern history. So he has no problem. All right? What about student loans? Even the Supreme Court of the United States says you can't do that. You can't just willy-nilly forgive students their loan debt. You can't do that. Did that bother Joe Biden? No. He went ahead and did it anyway. two occasions, probably now three, he has forgiven billions of dollars worth of student loans, even though the Supreme Court of the United States said he can't do it. So did he have permission of the Supreme Court? No. Have permission of the Constitution? No. Did he have permission of the legislature? No. Just unilaterally on his own. Why did I bring all of that up? Story today. We're getting close to the next presidential election. Okay? Headline, Biden says he is examining power to shut U.S. border on his own. President Biden said in an interview broadcast yesterday that he and his administration are trying to determine whether he has the authority to act on his own to shut down the U.S.'s southern border with Mexico to immigrants. Should it be deemed necessary? What do you mean, should it be deemed necessary? Oh, my goodness. Biden said, quote, "We're examining whether or not I have that power. There is no guarantee that I have the power without legislation." This is from the man who set records setting or signing executive orders. This is from the man who defied Congress, defied the Supreme Court, and forgave all of this student loan debt. And now all of a sudden, you know, I really wish I could shut down the border, but I don't know that I have the authority. Well, why weren't you looking into this 2 years ago? Why weren't you looking into this a year ago? Why weren't you having your legal eagles examine whether you have the authority to shut down the border without Congress? Why didn't you do that 8 months ago? Oh, you wait until the presidential campaign heats up. And then he says, I wish it could, but I don't know that I have the authority to do it. Trump did. Trump signed several executive orders that basically shut down the border. Who reversed those policies? Joe Biden. So get this, get the nonsense, the insanity. Trump signed executive orders, shut down the border. Joe Biden reversed those orders. And now he says, I don't think I have the authority to do anything about it, or I would. Is the American population that stupid? Yeah. Folks, have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.